Hi, this is Carolyn with NewMe.com, the professional coach directory. Today I'm interviewing Jeff Samford in Richmond, Virginia. Jeff, thanks so much for joining me.
Indeed, Carolyn.
So can you start by describing your ideal client for us?
Absolutely. The business owner, entrepreneur, or a partner who believes that there's more. They're smart, they're passionate, they've been in business for at least a year. They typically generate revenues between $1 million and $25 million a year. They're generally stuck, frustrated, overwhelmed, exhausted. They are coachable. They are not recognizing the results that they expect or know that are possible. They're not optimizing their own potential or their team's potential. They are seeing competition steal market share. They're tired of working long hours, tired of living to work as opposed to working to live. Some are seeking an exit, so they desire to maximize their valuation, while others might be seeking growth in revenues, margins, and the like. Tired of going it alone, they're ready to think and act differently. And I guess I would finally say that they're seeking an advisor to help strategize and make optimal decisions.
Can you tell us a little bit about the process you use to help those clients?
Sure. You know, there's all sorts of methodologies. And I think what oftentimes coaches do is they hear what they hear and they want to jump into problem solving mode. But what I do is really meet clients where they are. And what that means is they typically have a specific problem that's in front of them or a challenge or an opportunity. And we'll start there. And that generally leads us to the opportunity to go much bigger. And we'll start with goals and objectives, both personally and professionally. What do they have in store for the business? What are their goals? The vision, where is the company going to be in, you know, 3-5 years plus? We'll do a SWOT assessment, you know, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, both internally and externally. We identify the right people, processes, systems, including leadership and management. There's a gap of where they are currently versus where they want to be or need to be. Time management strategies. Leveraging Stephen Covey's quadrants. There's a strategic plan that we'll put together that includes value proposition, their budget, marketing plan, and the like, tactical plan, monthly deep dives into their financials. So we'll put the CFO hat on to understand exactly what the performance of the business is on the financial side. It's a lot of focus on execution, accountability, education, and awareness. And I generally meet with clients on a fixed time frame, whether that's weekly, biweekly, or the like.
Okay, great. And Jeff, what kind of feedback do you receive from your clients after you've worked through this process a while?
That's a great question. The first response that I'll provide is that they continue to engage me over the years. So when I first started this, gosh, a long time ago, my thought was that there would be about a 2-year period that clients would engage me before they learn everything they're going to learn from me. And then it's time for them to move on and find their next coach. But, you know, I've got my longest clients been with me for over 7 years now. So that's the first testimony, is that they continue to bring me back week after week, month after month, year after year. Secondly, what I hear the most is that they commonly reference that through my engagement, they feel challenged in their thinking and their actions, that the old stop habits go away and that they're consistently working on the right habits. They reference that I ask all the right questions with a genuine curiosity versus spewing out all the answers. It's a partnership where we achieve much greater results together. They identified in feedback to me that is, again, they work to live. You know, before engaging with me, they were consumed by the business. In this case, after working with me, what they end up saying is that they live a better life. And so what that means is they've got more freedom, more time, more money. They take more vacations. They don't work as many hours, acquiring more toys, bigger homes. They're transitioning from being stuck to thinking about their next chapter. You know, philosophically, they'll transition into becoming more philanthropic and giving back to the community in ways that they had never dreamt of. So they brag of less anxiety and better sleep at night, better peace, and just a better balance in general.
Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about your background? How did you get into coaching?
In a roundabout way, I've been coaching both directly and indirectly for probably 25 years. I have served in a variety of leadership roles in Fortune 500 organizations, as well as in consulting. I've led teams in operations, marketing, sales, distribution. So I've worn pretty much every hat there is to wear. I have been, you know, coaching people for and teams for optimal performance for a long period of time. I've grown pretty much every organization I've worked in, from a small organization to a large organization. They either had a successful exit or acquisition or were acquired, some sort of transformation. Gosh, in community and my church, I've served as worship leader, staff parish chair, finance chair, small group leader, church council, and the like. I've run a nonprofit golf tournament over the last 5 years that's netted over $100,000 in proceeds for organizations that serve underprivileged. I volunteer and serve as a director for the Virginia Special Olympics as their director of their softball tournament. I've served for the last 5 years on a board that is all around professionals who have either been retired or they are owners now, or they are leaders within their business. I've been featured speaker in several venues and all sorts of formal executive management leadership training. And so I learned a long time ago, I'm at my best when I am helping and serving others. And so that's the short version, I guess.
Jeff, thanks so much for sharing that and for spending this time with us today. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise, Carolyn. Thank you.